Atlantis?
Good evening, sir. Atlantis is here standing by. How are things in Washington?
Doing great. Am I speaking to Commander Altman?
Yes, sir. This is Scott Altman, the commander. I got my whole crew on the flight deck with you.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Commander. Where are you exactly now? Do you have any idea?
We do. We're tracking that. We are about 200 miles up, approaching the Galapagos Islands over the Pacific.
Outstanding. Well, it is wonderful to speak to you today, and I wanted to personally tell you how proud I am of all of you and everything that you've accomplished. You know, like a lot of Americans, I've been watching with amazement the gorgeous images that you've been sending back and the incredible repair mission that you've been making in space. I think you're just providing a wonderful example of the kind of dedication and commitment to exploration that represents America and you know, the space program generally. And these are traits that have always made this country strong, and all of you personify them.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I think you are exactly right that this mission's been an example of what our country can do as we work together. It's been the teamwork of all the folks on the ground, in addition to the folks outside spacewalking, making this all come together and work for us.
Well, I know that you talked about what an incredible journey it's been for you and how it provides an example of how humanity can work together, even in the most harsh environments, to get things done. And as I said, you know, watching you guys out there in space on some of those spacewalks is amazing. And Dr. Grunsfeld, I was moved by your observation that the Hubble's more than just a satellite, but an iconic symbol of our quest for knowledge. I thought that captures accurately the work that you guys are doing.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. President. You know, I know we all believe that in our hearts. And what, you know, always strikes me as being so incredible is it's almost impossible to go into any K-12 classroom these days and not see Hubble images on the wall inspiring kids to do great things and maybe some of them to become astronauts someday and push our frontiers even farther.
Well, I know that you've excited my 10-year-old and my 7-year-old, and they've got some images like that that they prize whenever we talk about space. And so by allowing Hubble to continue on its journey, you've really allowed all of us to continue on our journey to for growth and exploration. You know, here in Washington, there's a lot of talk about clarifying our focus, our vision for where the country needs to go. And I really think that you know, what you guys represent is an example of what vision means. You know, the space program's always described our willingness to stretch beyond current boundaries and to look at things in new ways. And so in that way, you inspire us all. And I'm hoping that you guys recognize how important your mission is to the world as well as to this country, and that you know, we're soon going to have a new NASA administrator. I can't disclose it to you because I've got to have some hoopla on the announcement back here on Earth, but I can assure you that it's a high priority of mine to restore that sense of wonder that space can provide, and to make sure that we've got a strong sense of mission, not just within NASA, but for the country as a whole.
Well, we thank you very much, Mr. President, for your interest in NASA and space exploration. We agree with you that this mission, as I hope, captured some of that spirit of exploration. And just so we're sure, the new administrator is not any of us on the flight deck right now, is it?
You know, I'm not going to give you any hints.
thank you very much. Fair enough, sir.
I do have to, just by the way, say, Captain, that you and Dr. Grunsfeld, as Illinoisans, you know, I've got to give you a special shout out.
Well, thanks very much. My sister was just asking me today to take a picture of Chicago as we went by, and we were able to see it in the distance and take a picture so we can send that along as well.
Outstanding. Well, I've got to get a copy of that picture. Did you guys see my house? I'm trying to figure out if my lawn is getting mowed there. I haven't been back for a couple of months.
We'll have to point Hubble at it to see that. But we also have something that might be of interest. We have Edwin Hubble's University of Chicago basketball from 1909. It was a championship season for them.
That is quite a bit of memorabilia, because University of Chicago is not known for its basketball teams. It is known for its science programs, but basketball, we've been a little wanting there. Anyway, I understand you guys are going to be getting back on Friday. I know your families can't wait to see you, and I just want to wish you all Godspeed and tell you how grateful we are for the extraordinary work that you're doing.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're very honored both to speak with you and to be a part of this mission. It's been a great honor. We're very proud to be a part of the space program and this Hubble mission.
All right. Get back home safely. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We will.